안녕하세요. 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취자 여러분, 저는 이번 주 진행을 다시 한번 맡게 된 강영우 기자입니다. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining the Korea Herald's podcast this week. Or for those of you who are coming back to our podcast, welcome back. We are happily joined by our copy editor, Brawley Jenster. Hi, Brawley.
Hello and howdy, listeners.
How do you do? How have you been, Brawley?
I've been doing great. You know, the weather is really, really nice today. It's super sunny, the air is cool, but it feels like one of those perfect fall days.
It is, and we don't have many of those here in Korea. It's going to be gone before we realize it.
Yes. And frequent listeners to this podcast know that every time I'm on this podcast, I love to talk about the weather. It's the first thing I talk about, so that's my daily weather report for you guys.
그렇죠. 요즘 날씨가 참 가을 완전 좋은 그런 낮에 선선하고 좀 단풍도 많고 볼 것도 많은 날씨인데 이게 금방 또 겨울이 되겠죠.
Right.
오늘 저희가 준비한 두 가지 기사는 첫 번째 내용은 이번 주 월요일부터 위드 코로나 정책이 시작됐는데 그거에 대해 국민의 약 절반 정도가 영업시간 완화 조치는 시의적절했다라고 나온 여론조사 내용이고요. 두 번째 기사는 우리나라의 떡 만들기라는 행위가 국가 무형 문화재로 지정됐다는 소식입니다. 그러면 바로 Brawley will read the first article for us.
Almost half of Koreans say lifting business hour limit is timely. Poll. Almost half of Koreans think that lifting business hour limits is a timely decision as the country takes its first steps in the direction of living with COVID-19 this week, a poll showed Monday. According to Real Meter's poll of 500 people aged 18 and older nationwide, 47.5% of respondents said health authorities' decision to ease restrictions on operating hours comes at the right time, whereas 26.1% said it is still too early and 21.8% said it is coming later than appropriate. Among the respondents who said they live in Seoul, the poll was less decisive, as 39.6% said it was a timely decision and 31% said it was too early to lift limits on operating hours. Younger respondents aged between 18 and 29 were more likely to show a negative response to the government's timing of shifting to living with COVID-19 measures. Of them, almost 40% said the easing of the rules came late.
Thank you, Brawley. 자, 오늘 첫 번째 기사, 국민의 절반이 영업 완화 조치가 시의적절했다는 기사부터 바로 보시도록 하겠습니다. 첫 번째 문단 가시면 Almost half of Koreans think that lifting business hour limits is a timely decision. We have two words here, limit.
Yeah, a limit is just kind of the point in which you can't cross.
제한 또는 한계점을 뜻하는 거고 business hour limits라 그러면 업장들이 운영을 할 수 있는 시간에 대한 제한이라는 의미죠. And that was lifting those is a timely decision, timely.
Timely is a word we use to describe something that comes at the right time. For lack of a better way, it's hard. I don't like using the word in the definition, but timely means it is at the right time.
적절한 시간에, 딱 때맞게, 시적절한 이런 의미가 있는 좋은 단어인. You could say lifting business hour limits is being done at the right time.
Mm-hmm. You could say that.
그러면 방금 이 문장과 비슷한 의미가 되겠죠. 그럼 이 반점 앞에까지의 의미는 거의 절반의 한국 사람들이 생각한다. 뭐를? 이 영업시간 제한을 lifting, 들어올리는 거, 해제하는 게 시적절한 decision, 결정이라고. As the country takes its first steps in the direction of living with COVID-19 this week, a poll showed Monday. In the direction of?
Yeah, so this phrase is pretty straightforward. It's moving in a direction. So in this case, we're moving towards the policy of living with COVID-19.
Can we use towards in the place of, in the direction of?
We could, yeah. I think it might be a little bit of a case-by-case basis, but for the most part, yes, you could say towards living with COVID-19.
그럼 in the direction은 뭐뭐의 뒤에 오는 거의 방향으로, towards도 뭐뭐를 향해서니까 비슷한 의미로 혼용하실 수 있고요. 그럼 이건 우리나라가 이제 첫 단계를 밟고 있어요, 이번 주에. 어떤 방향으로냐? Living with COVID-19, with 코로나죠, 이게. 코로나와 함께 공존하는 그런 방향으로 방역수칙을 이번 주부터 바꿨다는 내용이고 이거에 거의 국민 절반이 시의적절하다고 보여줬다는 A poll showed Monday, 월요일에 여론조사 결과가 나왔다는 거죠. 자, 두 번째 문단으로 가시면 According to Realmeter's poll of 500 people aged 18 and older nationwide, 47.5% of respondents said health authorities' decision to ease restrictions on operating hours comes at the right time. Ease? To ease?
Yes, to ease means to loosen, weaken, make less strong. And we also see this phrase, ease restrictions. These words are commonly together. When we have a restriction, we have strict rules that say we must follow. And if we're easing those rules, we're making them a little less strict. We're loosening them, making them weaker.
그렇죠. Strict는 규제가 이렇게 강력하고 강압적인 건데 ease restrictions 했을 때 규제를 완화시키다, 그러니까 좀 덜어주다. 그래서 ease라는 동사로 썼을 때는 덜어주다, 완화하다, 뭐 좀 더 낮게 하다는 의미가 있고 명사로도 쓸 수 있는데 그때는 뭐 쉽다, 쉬움, 편의성이라는 의미도 있습니다. 그래서 첫 번째 구절만 봤을 때 리얼미터가 전국에 nationwide에 사는 18세 또는 그 이상의 500명을 대상으로 여론조사를 했는데 47.5%의 응답자가 이 보건당국의 결정, 어떤 결정이냐? Ease restrictions, 제한을 완화하는 결정, 어떤 거에 대한 on operating hours, 그러니까 이게 아까 business hours랑 같은 의미고 영업 시간이 comes at the right time, 아주 적절한 시간에 왔다고 했습니다. Whereas 26.1% said it is still too early, and 21.8% said it is coming later than appropriate.
Yeah, so appropriate means like the right way or even the acceptable way. And in this case, what we're talking about is they think that these restrictions are being lifted is coming later than what was the right way to do it.
So it's not timely. In this way.
In this case, yes, 21.8% are saying it's a little too late.
Is proper much different from appropriate?
That's a good question. not too different, no. Proper is an acceptable synonym.
그래서 proper, appropriate 둘 다 약간 우리나라로 했을 때는 적절한 이런 의미를 가지고 있어서 두 번째 whereas부터 보시면 whereas는 반면 26.1%의 응답자들이 아직 너무 이른 결정이다. 이 방역 완화 조치를 시행하는 게. 그리고 21.8%의 응답자는 it is coming later than appropriate. 적절한 시기보다 늦게 왔다. 그러니까 너무 늦었다는 말이죠. 그리고 세 번째 문단으로 가시면 among the respondents who said they live in Seoul, 서울에 산다고 응답했던 응답자들 중에 the poll was less decisive. Less decisive?
Yes, so decisive means that it's very clear who is the winner and the loser, who is higher and lower. So if we are saying something is decisive, we can use this word in sports. It was a decisive win. The soccer team won 10-2. Right? That's more than decisive. That's a blowout, we would say. But a decisive, it's very clear who the sides are. In this case, we're saying in Seoul, the poll was less decisive. The numbers in the responses were a lot closer than they were nationwide.
그렇죠. 보시면 decisive 자체는 결정적인이라는 의미를 가지고 있고 혹시나 decision과 좀 생각하고 싶으면 decision은 결정이라는 단어고 decisive가 결정적이니까 그렇게 기억하시면 될 것 같고 서울에 산다고 응답한 대답자들 중에는 이 여론조사 결과가 약간 덜 결정적이었어요. 그러니까 이게 it was less lopsided?
Mm-hmm.
편향되지 않고 조금 더 균등한 결과가 나왔다는 거죠. 근데 그 결과를 보시면 as 39.6% said it was a timely decision, 39.6%의 응답자가 아주 시의적절한 결정이었다. And 31% said it was too early to lift limits on operating hours. 이거는 그냥 잘하겠습니다. too early to lift는 여기 뜻에 써놓은 것처럼 to A, to B라고 많이 쓰는 구절이고 B 하기엔 너무 A하다. 그래서 too early to lift는 lift limits on operating hours. 영업 제한 시간을 완화하고 들어올리기에 너무 early하다. 그러니까 너무 이르다. 31%가 이렇게 말한 거예요. 그래서 전국적인 여론조사에 비해 상대적으로 it was less decisive as the numbers came closer. 마지막 문단으로 가시면 younger respondents aged between 18 and 29 were more likely to show a negative response to the government's timing of shifting to living with COVID-19 measures. More likely to.
More likely to. So that means that they are inclined to show a negative response. The poll results showed that this age group had higher numbers towards a certain direction, in this case, they had a negative response to the government's timing.
보통 likely to를 more가 없이 썼을 때는 뭐뭐 할 것 같은이라는 거죠. 뭐. He's likely to have eaten dinner by now.
Yes.
그러면 그 사람은 아마 지금쯤이면 저녁을 먹었을 거야. 뭐뭐 할 것 같아. 근데 앞에 more likely가 붙으니까 좀 더 뭐뭐 할 것 같은 뭐뭐 하는 이런 겁니다.
Because he finished work at 5 o'clock, he is 그렇죠. more likely to have eaten dinner.
그렇죠. 지금이 7시라고 쳤을 때 충분히 먹었을 수 있겠죠. 이 문장을 보셨을 때 younger respondents, 좀 더 젊은 응답자들은 age between 18 and 29, 18세에서 29세 사이에 were more likely, 뭐뭐의 가능성이 더 높았어요. 뭐뭐 할 게 더 높았어요. 어떤 거? To show a negative response to the government's timing of shifting to living with COVID-19 measures. Shifting.
Yep, shifting is a kind of a slow transition as we go from one thing to the next. Shifting doesn't always have to be slow. I think in this case, it's kind of implying. You could just go from one thing to the next. Just in the way that this is structured here, it sounds to me like we are transitioning, which I guess is a little bit slower than shifting. But going from one thing to the next.
여튼 이동하다, 바뀌다 이런 뜻이고 shifting의 shift는 여러 우리가 흔히 알고 있는 키보드의 shift와 같은 shift입니다. You press shift and you can come up with something else on your keyboard. 그래서 바뀌는, 이동하는 이런 의미로 기억을 하시면 됩니다. 이 앞에 구절, 앞에 문장 다시 봤을 때 18세에서 29세 사이의 젊은 응답자들은 정부의 코로나와 함께 사는 위드 코로나 방법의 전환 시기, 타이밍, 전환 시기에 대해 부정적인 negative response, 부정적인 반응을 보일 가능성이 더 높았습니다.
You know, in this example we have here right now, we don't have it, and I'm not even sure if it's in the original article, but I would imagine... along with the 40% of younger people saying that the easing of rules came late, I bet a lot of small business owners would agree.
그렇죠. 왜냐하면 small business owners were the people who got the most damage.
Yeah, they were the most affected by the operating hours. And as we record this, this is Tuesday morning. Yesterday was the day that things got lifted. Mm-hmm. I think anyone was out and about last night, you could see some people enjoying being out past 10 p.m.
그렇죠.
For the first time in
about 4 months,
a year actually, depending on different types of businesses. A good friend of mine actually is a bar owner, a friend of mine that I've known for a really long time, and last night was the first time he was allowed to be open until midnight in a year.
그렇습니다. 방금 브롤리가 말해준 것처럼 자영업자분들 또는 브롤리의 친구분이신 바를 운영하는 분들처럼 낮보다는 밤에 손님이 많은 그런 업종들이 코로나 제한 조치로 방역 제한 사회적 거리두기로 그간 참 고통을 많이 받으셨죠. That's why Brawley said probably small business owners, more small business owners would have agree with these younger generation.
Mm-hmm. They would say that it's a very timely decision. Or maybe it's
too late. 여튼 better late than never, I guess.
Better late than never.
이제야 좀 위드 코로나 정책이 되어서 많이 힘들었던 분들이 활력을 되찾을 수 있으면 좋겠습니다. Brawley will read the first article for us once again.
Okay. Almost half of Koreans say lifting business hour limits is timely. Poll. Almost half of Koreans think that lifting business hour limits is a timely decision as the country takes its first steps in the direction of living with COVID-19 this week, a poll showed Monday. According to Real Meter's poll of 500 people aged 18 and older nationwide, 47.5% of respondents said health authorities' decision to ease restrictions on operating hours comes at the right time, whereas 26.1% said it is still too early and 21.8% said it is coming later than appropriate. Among the respondents who said they live in Seoul, the poll was less decisive, as 39.6% said it was a timely decision and 31% said it was too early to lift limits on operating hours. Younger respondents aged between 18 and 29 were more likely to show a negative response to the government's timing of shifting to living with COVID-19 measures. Of them, almost 40% said the easing of the rules came late.
Thank you. We appreciate it. 자, 그럼 바로 두 번째 기사로 가보겠습니다. 두 번째 기사는 아까 처음에 말씀드린 것처럼 우리나라의 떡 만들기가 국가 무형 문화재로 지정됐다는 내용입니다. Will you read the second article for us?
Sure. Tteok making is now national intangible cultural heritage. The making of tteok, or Korean rice cakes, has been designated as the 145th National Intangible Cultural Heritage, the Cultural Heritage Administration announced Monday. The designation recognizes the making and sharing of Korean rice cakes as Korea's traditional culture and way of life. Tteok making's long history, a wealth of historical documents and archives about tteok, the unique regional variations, and continued efforts to keep the tradition alive were some of the reasons behind the designation, according to the CHA. Tteok has historically been the primary offering at various rituals and celebratory events in Korea. They include rites held for village or house deities to wish for peace and prosperity, as well as gut, rituals in Korean shamanism. In modern Korea, the act of making and sharing tteok has become common, not just at weddings and funerals, but also when one starts a new business or moves into a new neighborhood. Through this culture, a unique sentiment known as jeong, a deep connection between acquaintances, is naturally formed, making the delicacy more than just traditional food to Koreans.
감사합니다, 분리. 자, 바로 두 번째 기사 보도록 하겠습니다. 첫 번째 문단, The making of tteok or Korean rice cakes has been designated as the 145th National Intangible Cultural Heritage. Designate.
Designate means to kind of name formally.
그렇죠. 지정하다. 뭐뭐로 지정됐다. 여기서는 비동사 형태로 쓰셨으니 지정된 거예요. 떡을 만드는 작업이, 그러니까 떡은 한국의 쌀로 만든 케이크죠. 떡을 만드는 작업이 뭘로 지정됐어요? 뭘로 지정됐냐? 145호 국가 무형 문... I already explained what intangible is. What is intangible?
intangible is literally something that you can't touch. When we're talking about intangible cultural heritage, they're often referred to traditions or styles of making something. We things that are given this title are often like craft making or food making or traditions that we have within our culture.
Broly just said it's something that you cannot touch. Mm-hmm. 떡을 만드는 작업이 한국의 국가 무형 문화재 제145호로 지정되었다고 The Cultural Heritage Administration announced Monday. Cultural Heritage Administration은 문화재청입니다. 문화재청이 월요일 발표했습니다. The designation recognized the making and sharing of Korean rice cakes as Korea's traditional culture and way of life. 이 지정은 this designation 떡을 만들고 공유하는 걸 한국의 전통 문화이자 삶의 방식이라고 인정한다. recognizes는 인정하는 거예요. 그래서 떡 making's long history, a wealth of historical documents and archives about 떡. archive.
Yes, so an archive is a collection of historical documents or records about a specific topic, place, institution, group of people, food, anything like that. It's a collection of all the documents and records about a specific thing.
기록 보관소라는 의미가 있고요. 뭐 기록물도 될 수가 있습니다. 그러니까 뭔가를 기록해 놓고 보관해 놓는 형태가 될 수도 있고 공간이 될 수도 있고.
And just to be clear, it doesn't have to just be documents or records. It could also be pictures or a collection of things. If you have a archive about baseball, you might have uniforms in there.
Cards,
or baseball cards or hats or things like that as well.
그래서 항상 뭐 문서뿐만 아니라 방금 브로이가 말한 것처럼 그림이 될 수도 있고 아니면 어떤 뭐 야구를 야구에 대한 아카이브 갖고 있다면 그 야구 공이나 아니면 야구 선수 카드나 모든 기록물을 보관해 놓는 의미로 아카이브를 쓸 수가 있습니다.
Yeah, the collection of historical documents or things.
The unique regional variations and continued efforts to keep the tradition alive. Variation.
Yeah, variation is talking here especially about the differences. We're talking about regional differences. So tteok can be made differently across the whole country. These are regional different variations.
우리 지역에 각각 특색 있는 떡들이 많은 것처럼 그 지역마다 variation, 변화 또는 차이가 있다고 보시면 됩니다. Variation을 아시면 you should know various too and the verb vary.
Mm-hmm.
Vary는 이렇게 다르다. 그리고 various는 뭐 다양한.
Mm-hmm.
그래서 variation 알고 그 두 개도 알고 계시면 좋을 것 같습니다. 여튼 이 문장을 그러면 다시 처음부터 보자면 떡 제조의 오랜 역사 그리고 떡에 대한 풍부한 역사적 문서와 그리고 기록물 떡의 독특한 지역적 차이와 변화 거기다가 떡이라는 떡 만들기라는 전통을 유지하기 위한 continued efforts 지속적인 노력이 were some of the reasons 이 이유 중 하나 이유들이었습니다. Behind the designation. 이번 떡 만들기가 국가무형 문화재로 지정된 이유들이었다고 according to the CHA 문화재청에 따르면 세 번째 문단으로 가시면 떡 has historically been the primary offering at various rituals and celebratory events in Korea. Offering.
An offering is something that you give. And there's many different ways that you can have an offering, but essentially it is something that you give.
Offer라는 단어 자체가 뭘 제공하다, 주다고 offering을 했을 때 literally 말 그대로 명사형으로 하자면 제공된 것. 근데 offering이라는 단어에 공물, 또 재물 이렇게 바치는 것, 뭐 신전에서.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that you're giving in honor of either you, your family,
or God,
or to God, or a loved one, or something like that. Yes, and it can be food. It can offering can also maybe be money, or anything that you are providing from you to whoever needs to be offered.
In extreme cases in the history, humans or
yeah, in extreme cases, sure.
하여튼 그 at various rituals and celebratory events, rituals.
There's academics who spend a lot of time trying to define this word, but essentially it's something that you do over and over.
어떤 의식 또는 의례라고 볼 수 있습니다. 그러면 떡은 역사적으로 한국의 다양한 여기 various 나왔죠. 다양한 의식과 또는 celebratory events 기념 행사에서 주요 primary 재물 또는 공물이었어요. 역사적으로. They include rites held for village or house deities to wish for peace and prosperity, as well as good rituals in Korean shamanism. Rite.
Okay, so a rite is a synonym for ritual. Again, it's just kind of a practice that you do in repetition, whether that's weekly, yearly, whatever. It's just a practice that you do. That's what a rite is.
Ritual처럼 의식, 의례라는 뜻이고 is it pronounced as right? Like right, right?
Yes,
same. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. 오른쪽 right과 헷갈리지 않기 않으시길 바랍니다. 하여튼 이 어떤 의식과 의례들이 뭘 포함했냐? Held for village or house deities?
It is pronounced deities.
Deities.
Yes, deity is a god or a higher power.
그래서 옛날 이제 우리나라 역사적으로 집안 또는 마을의 신, 신령에게 wish for peace and prosperity, 평화, 번영을 기원하기 위한 그런 의식들을 포함하는 거죠. 이런 의식들에 떡이 곡물, 재물로 쓰였다는 거. As well as, 여기선 God, 그 God이 배의 것이 아니라 저겁니다. Good, 우리나라 Good. Good을 치룰 때도 떡이 많이 곡물로 쓰였다는 내용입니다. 한국의 샤머니즘, 무속신앙의 Good 행사에서도 떡이 많이 쓰였다는 거고. Last paragraph, in modern Korea, the act of making and sharing duck has become common. Common.
Frequent, easy to find, normal.
흔한, 그리고 잘 보이는, 그리고 쉽게 찾을 수 있는 공통의 이런 뜻입니다. 그러면 현대 한국에서는 떡을 만들고 공유하는 행위가 has become common. 보편화된 거죠. 흔하게 찾아볼 수 있는 거죠. Not just at weddings and funerals, but also when one starts a new business or moves into a new neighborhood. 결혼식이나 또는 장례식에서 뿐만 아니라 어떤 사람이 새로운 사업을 시작하거나 또는 새로운 이웃에 갔을 때 떡을 만들어서 떡을 돌린다고 하죠, 흔히. 이런 게 되게 흔한 그런 행위가 됐어요. 보편화가 된 거죠. Has become common. Through this culture, a unique sentiment. Sentiment.
Sentiment, a good word we could use is feeling.
Sentiment, 정서, 감정, 또 뭐 어떻게 느끼는 거. 그래서 through this culture, 이러한 문화를 통해 a unique sentiment known as 정, 되게 독특한 감정, 정이라고 알려진 한국인의 정, 아시죠 우리나라 분들은? 우리나라의 정이 a deep connection between acquaintances. Acquaintance.
Acquaintance is someone you know, maybe they're not as close to you as a relative or a friend, but it's someone whose face you recognize and you can easily talk to them and see each other around. Maybe it could be
a colleague?
A colleague, a classmate. You're not super close to them, but you're friendly enough to know to say hello and see them around and you know who they are.
말 그대로 acquaintance는 지인입니다. 아는 사람, someone I know.
Yes.
프렌드나 뭐 가족 또는 엄청 친한 사이가 아닐지언정 방금 뭐 직장 동료.
And in this case, it might be someone like a neighbor. You see them, you know, you live near each other.
You know them, but you don't hang out with them 24/7. Exactly. 아는 사람, 지인, acquaintance 알고 계시면 돼요. 그래서 이 아는 사람들 사이에 아주 깊은 그런 연결된 감정을 우리가 정이라고 하죠. 한국인의 정. is naturally formed. 떡을 만들고 돌리는 행위를 통해 정이 자연스럽게 형성이 된다는 거예요. Making the delicacy more than just traditional food to Koreans. Delicacy.
Okay, so delicacy is a tricky word here. Delicacy we often use to describe a food, but it implies that it's kind of luxurious or rare or very intricate to make. We can kind of be flexible about what we name a delicacy. In this case, they're saying that 떡 is a delicacy. Maybe because it takes a long time to make, maybe because it's labor intensive. And so we can use that word to describe a very special kind of food that maybe isn't, we don't eat every day. It's for a special time or event.
그래서 뭐 소위 우리가 알고 있는 3대 진미, 캐비어, 그 다음에 푸아그라, 트러플 이런 것들도 delicacy로 당연히 표현이 되고 뭐 랍스터 이런 것도 delicacy. If you want to call it a delicacy, then go ahead. They're not going to be.
I mean, it implies that it's something for a special time. You can't eat lobster every day unless you're extremely wealthy. But so because of that, it's considered a delicacy.
Delicacy는 진미, 별미라는 의미가 있고 말 그대로 sometimes it could be used as 뭐 연약함 또는 뭐 이렇게 섬세함. 근데 I think delicacy is used for mostly food.
Yeah, I was going to say 95% of the time, maybe 99% of the time, you're going to hear it used to describe a food.
음식 쪽에 영어로 된 걸 접하시다가 delicacy가 있으면 진미 또는 별미라는 의미로 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그래서 여기선 정이 자연스럽게 형성이 되는 게 한국인들에게 전통 음식 이상의 떡이라는 별미가 전통 음식 이상의 의미를 갖게 한다는 내용입니다. 그러면 브라리가 마지막으로 the second article를 읽어주겠습니다.
I'll be happy to. 떡 making is now national and tangible cultural heritage. The making of 떡 or Korean rice cakes has been designated as the 145th National and Tangible Cultural Heritage, the Cultural Heritage Administration announced Monday. The designation recognizes the making and sharing of Korean rice cakes as Korea's traditional culture and way of life. Tteok making's long history, a wealth of historical documents and archives about tteok, the unique regional variations and continued efforts to keep the tradition alive were some of the reasons behind the designation, according to the CHA. Tteok has historically been the primary offering at various rituals and celebratory events in Korea. They include rites held for village or house deities to wish for peace and prosperity, as well as gut, rituals in Korean shamanism. In modern Korea, the act of making and sharing tteok has become common, not just at weddings and funerals, but also when one starts a new business or moves into a new neighborhood. Through this culture, a unique sentiment known as jeong, a deep connection between acquaintances, is naturally formed, making the delicacy more than just traditional food to Koreans.
Okay, thank you, Brawley. 자, 그럼 오늘 이렇게 두 가지 기사, 첫 번째 거의 절반의 국민들이 영업 완화 조치가 아주 시의적절했다는 그런 여론조사와 그리고 떡 만들기라는 행위가 우리나라의 국가무형문화재 제145호로 지정됐다는 내용 보셨습니다. Brawley, how was it?
Great. I feel a little hungry right now.
Brawley가 오늘 설명을 너무 열정적으로 잘해줘서 we should go, or he should go get something to eat.
Well, no, I mean, because I'm reading about 떡 right here, I want to have something. Maybe we can have
maybe 떡?
가래떡 or 떡볶이.
떡 이야기를 하니까 저도 떡 생각이 좀 나는데 여튼 이제 날씨가 조금씩 추워지고 있으니 일교차 주의하시고 저희 청취자분들 그럼 저희는 다음 주에 또 뵐 수 있었으면 좋겠습니다. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Maybe we can go late at night to have some dog. No, everything's
maybe. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.